What about efficacy against the tumor?
Again, you know, in the randomized trials against aromatase inhibitors, broadly, you'd have to say that it looks to be equivalent.
What about the issue of the dose of the drug? There's, you know, at the dose we give it, you basically don't see any side effects. And so the questions are raised, well, why not give more? And would you see greater efficacy?
Right. And there's been a little bit of exploratory work, you know, looking at higher loading doses. And it's not yet clear that there is an optimal loading dose or plan. But I think many of us now talk about, or at least often use, an upfront loading dose of 500 rather than 250. And some people give it at day 1 and day 14 and then go on to, you know, routine monthly injections.
And again, our patterns of care study suggests that a lot of the researchers are doing that, not quite as common in community practice.
A lot of the ongoing clinical trials actually have built in those loading doses
right. Without
testing the loading dose.
Right.
They're simply assuming it.
Yeah, a lot of the researchers are part of those studies, so they're kind of, you know, it's rubbing off on their practice in general. But in a way, you know, when you think about it, it also ties into the issue of right now, we only really have data in postmenopausal women, and the premenopausal women, it doesn't, at this dose, seem to be active. As far as my understanding is, it competes for estrogen, so that sort of makes sense. Are there any situations where you might use ovarian suppression plus fulvestrant?
Well, for a premenopausal patient who gets to fulvestrant, in reality, the majority of them should have been rendered menopausal. And either menopausal because their status post adjuvant chemo and it's been a few years and their ovarian function has been suppressed, or they're already through one or two lines of hormone manipulation for stage 4 disease. And, you know, frankly, it should have included ovarian suppression. So I suppose for the patient who has not had a BSO and still has functioning ovaries and has progressed after ovarian suppression with tamoxifen and an AI, you would have to ask yourself, should I continue the ovarian suppression when I begin the fulvestrant? And my answer is I would. I don't see any reason not to.